In 2010, the Ministry of Energy outlined an energy policy and strategy framework that served as the platform for policies and programs towards the development of the energy sector. The policy took into account the medium-term development goals of the National Development Planning Commission and other prevailing energy sector development. Since then, important changes had occurred in the domestic as well as external energy scene necessitating the review of the policy. In view of this, an expert group was constituted last year towards the Energy Summit to draft an energy policy that will address issues relating to the country's future energy needs. To solicit inputs of stakeholders, the ministry zoned the nation into four: Northern, Middle, Western and Central. At a stakeholders meeting for the Central Zone in Accra, the Acting Director Petroleum at the Ministry of Energy, George Mensah Oakley, explains the need for the review of the old policy.
The environment has changed drastically, so there's a need for the review of this policy. I will enumerate what has changed. For instance, in 2010, installing solar was very expensive. Now, because of technology, installation of solar is cheaper. We didn't have much gas, and we have a lot of gas. In 2010, there's nothing like the debt of the sector agencies, but now it's an issue. When you come to the petroleum sector, they need to deepen transparency and all those things were not taken into account.
The policy recognizes the important role of the private sector and seeks to ensure significant indigenous ownership as well as maximize Ghanaian labor and entrepreneurship. Another issue the policy seeks to address is gender inequality. Mr. Oakley explains further.
Currently, we are recognized that it's a male-dominated area. So something like recruitment, if they are going to have an interview for geoscientists, the space is about 3 and 10 people have applied, and there are 4 women. You can say, let's give 2 slots to the lady because they have graduated from university, the same university. So why do you want to allocate them or evaluate them on the same basis? They should be given some head start, because when you empower a woman, you empower a nation.
The Minister of Energy, Boakye Jakun, acknowledged contributions made into the document so far and implored participants from the Volta and Greater Accra regions to engage and come out with useful contributions like those from the other zones.
Joyce Jechi reporting.